Station M, Weapons.
Her husband was not yet dead, but a cannonball had taken off his arm close to the shoulder. During the whole night, we heard his moans. The poor man died towards morning. Baroness Frederica von Riedesel.
In the course of the last action, Lieutenant Hervey, a youth of 16, received several wounds, a ball striking one of his legs. His removal became absolutely necessary, and while they were carrying him away, another wounded him mortally. British Ensign Thomas Anbury, 24th Regiment of Foot.
Revolutionary War weaponry was very effective in killing or wounding soldiers. Amputations, infections, and soldiers perishing in the crude field hospitals were all too common. What types of weapons were used here in these battles? The largest proportion of soldiers used muskets, which fired a single lead musket ball or a combination of buck and ball. Muskets were smooth-bore firearms, meaning their barrels were smooth inside, and therefore were not very accurate. However, it was relatively easy to learn the dozen or so steps to load and fire a musket. A well-trained soldier could fire his musket 3 to 4 times per minute. Multiplied by several dozen soldiers, this produced an intimidating volume of gunfire. A smaller number of soldiers used rifles, such as troops in Colonel Daniel Morgan's corps, one of the units George Washington had detached from his army. These were much more accurate, as the rifling or spiral grooves along the length of their bores made a musket ball spin like a well-thrown football. This also gave a rifle far greater range than a musket, allowing a trained shooter to hit a target 200 to 300 yards or 2 to 3 football fields away. There were 3 types of artillery pieces used in the Revolutionary War: cannons, howitzers, and mortars. In their day, these were the most powerful, damaging, and far-reaching human-controlled weapons. Cannons, the most frequently used artillery pieces, fired a solid, non-exploding iron cannonball. It was the velocity and the mass of a cannonball smashing through targets that made cannons so destructive. Cannons were named for the weight of the cannonball they fired, and here at Saratoga, 3, 6, and 12-pound cannons were used. Depending on their size, it took a crew of approximately 6 to 12 soldiers to man 1 cannon. Loading and firing cannons was dangerous, exhausting, and deafening work. Mortars and howitzer, by comparison, were shorter, stubbier tubes which fired hollow, exploding shells on a high arc. These artillery pieces were usually used in stationary situations like defending a redoubt or for the lengthy siege of fortifications. Artillery had an important place here at Saratoga and influenced the initial success and ultimate defeat of the British Army here. On September 19th, it was the Germans' arrival on the field, along with 2 6-pound cannons, that prevented an almost certain British defeat that day at the hands of the Americans. In contrast, some of Burgoyne's own artillery, captured from his army in battle on October 7th, was used against him north of here at Saratoga, present-day Schuylerville. Hear the distant echo of the cannons firing? We are coming upon the scene of the Second Battle of Saratoga. Keep walking to hear some details of that fateful day.